Joining me now from Milford Asset Management is Sam Trethaway. Sam, hello.
Evening, Heather.
Hey, thanks for coming in. Run me first through how the past week has been in equity markets.
Oh, look, there's been a lot going on. So we had the RBA, the Reserve Bank of Australia, last night cut interest rates to 0.075 or 0.75% over there. A reasonably weak business outlook survey from the ANZ, and also backed up by a poor reading by the NZIER Business Opinion Survey that showed a pretty sharp downturn in activity over the past 3 months. And then also the chunky acquisition by local retailer Kathmandu of surf brand Rip Curl. So plenty on.
Okay, there is plenty to consider. So let's start with the Reserve Bank in Australia cutting interest rates. What is that? How is that going to impact what our Reserve Bank does come November?
I think it does suggest that the RBNZ is more likely to cut come November. From a global standpoint, both banks will be seeing exactly the same things in terms of macro risks out there. So the RBA yesterday did cite that the global economy and the trade war, the impact that that is having there. And locally, we are also seeing a divergence in the performance of our two economies. So if anything, New Zealand's economic growth is slowing, while it looks like Australia's is improving at the margin.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that divergence. What's going on there?
So underlying, I think what the RBA is seeing is in the first half of the year, they saw a bit of a turnaround and an uptick in the housing markets across in Sydney and Melbourne. So the auction clearance rates there have picked up. And also the iron ore, or a lot of the commodities that Australia sells, also the pricing of them has recovered, which is helping their budget for the government there. But our Reserve Bank began cutting rates in March this year across here, and we haven't seen any of that translate into stimulus for the economy, some more economic growth. So those two business surveys I mentioned earlier still remain very, very weak. And then from conversations I've also had with companies, a lot are seeing conditions much tougher than this time last year.
So how low do you reckon our official cash rate could go?
It's a good question. Zero interest rates mean that central banks are charging people for having money with them. And looking around the world, we are seeing examples of that in Japan and in parts of Europe. But in a speech last week, Adrian Orr was looking elsewhere for different tools that he can use to stimulate the economy other than the official cash rate. So asking businesses to spend more and asking the government to also spend more as ways of alternative ways of stimulating the economy.
Okay, let's deal with Kathmandu, which is very exciting, buying the surf brand Rip Curl. How's this been received?
I think reasonably well, Heather. The shares are in trading halt given there is an equity raising involved, but the Rip Curl brand is very complementary to the Kathmandu business. It's a very strong brand. It balances their portfolio. So Kathmandu predominantly a winter sales profile, Kathmandu summer. And the Kathmandu management team have actually been executing really, really well in what has been a pretty difficult retail environment. So they certainly have the support of the market at this stage.
It's not always gone all that well for New Zealand companies when they buy offshore companies. So how are they going to make this one work better?
Yes, there has been a very long track record of New Zealand businesses. You look to Fletcher Building and Fonterra as two headline examples that have acquired very poor made very poor acquisitions overseas. Kathmandu itself actually did acquire a US footwear business called Oboz about 18 months ago, and that transaction has gone very, very well. So at the moment, I think people will give them the benefit of the doubt and will back them to execute, given what that past track record.
Sam, thanks very much. It's Sam Trethaway of Milford Asset Management. A text